A team of scientists is urging that agriculture be a top priority in climate change negotiations, saying it's vital for global food security and for reducing carbon emissions. The recommendations appear in the January 20th issue of Science magazine. The international team was led by Sir John Beddington, Britain's chief scientific advisor. The article, What Next for Agriculture After Durban, follows the latest UN climate conference in December. It says negotiations there made incremental progress in helping farmers adapt to climate change, while reducing agriculture's contribution to global warming. Professor Molly John of the University of Wisconsin-Madison is co-author of the Science article.
Well, agriculture is important, period, because of the imperative of food security. And we're falling short there in significant ways that have come to our attention, especially recently with the significant price shocks.
International prices have remained high since the food crisis of 2007-2008. John says agriculture is a major emitter of greenhouse gases, but it also offers opportunities to lessen their effects with known and proven farming practices.
So it represents both an activity that's essential for our survival, an activity that is threatened by climate change, especially in vulnerable parts of the world, and an opportunity to better manage meeting our needs while we reduce the emissions of various greenhouse gases that are accumulating in the atmosphere.
The Science magazine article says the integration of agriculture in the climate change negotiating process has moved at a slow pace. However, it says at the same time, climate change, forces affecting food security, and population growth have been moving much faster. John says the scientists hope to influence policymakers.
It was important for this team to get together precisely because so much work has been done. There's so much information about opportunities and options as well as threats. So this body was convened to carefully, objectively review that vast amount of information and synthesize clear, policy-relevant recommendations.
Those recommendations include putting agriculture front and center in policy considerations.
While we are transitioning to climate-smart agriculture, we need to assure that the world's most vulnerable people will be considered in any policy strategies.
John says another recommendation is to reduce the vast amount of food that's lost, wasted, or spoiled along the food chain, and to choose crops that place less stress on the environment.
Given current knowledge, there's a great deal we can do within current budgets and within current economic structures that will bring us forward to a better place with respect to agricultural practices in the developing and in the developed world.
The magazine article calls on scientists to assume a more prominent role by ensuring clear data is available for climate change negotiations. It says that data can help spur investment in agriculture. Professor John warns the window of opportunity to avert a humanitarian, environmental, and climate crisis is rapidly closing. She adds urgent action is needed. Agriculture's role in climate change is expected to be discussed in June at Rio Plus 20. The meeting in Brazil marks the 20th anniversary of the UN Conference on Environment and Development in Rio de Janeiro. It's commonly known as the Earth Summit. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.